In the highly competitive stem cell research community, breakthroughs of the scientific or financial kind get a lot of attention. California's proposal to chip in $3 billion for embryonic stem cell research has raised eyebrows in Wisconsin, the state where stem cells were discovered. Andy Cohn is spokesperson for Y-Cell, an institute which controls five of the original stem cell lines discovered at the UW-Madison. Cohn says there will be pressure for Wisconsin to ante up research money if California does.
$3 billion is a lot of money to throw at equipment and scientists, and we have some of the best scientists in the world, and we would very much like to keep them.
Wisconsin relies on private research money to supplement the federal stem cell funds limited by the Bush administration. So does California. But now that state, which has even bigger budget problems than Wisconsin, is asking taxpayers if they want to chip in. California budget hawks are against using state money. Supporters say such research could find cures for disease and help the local economy by providing high-paying jobs.
The latest polls show that this is dead even.
3 years ago, the U.S. government decided to fund embryonic stem cell research despite the objections of those who equate a baby with early-stage human embryos from which stem cells are derived. Researchers say only a couple dozen of the original 70 cell lines are available or are of good enough quality to be usable. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.